WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you took a quick look at the comic strip Wendell, the drawing style might lead you to believe it was in the vein of such mainstream newspaper strips as Dondi or Kathy. But if you looked closer, you'd see it's the story of a gay couple, Wendell and Ollie. And on some pages, you'd notice they didn't have any clothes on. Wendell is published twice a month in the national gay news magazine, The Advocate. A collection of strips called Wendell on the Rebound has just been published by St. Martin's Press. Wendell's creator, Howard Cruz, started his career in the 70s drawing for underground comics. He started drawing Wendell in 1983. Cruz satirizes many aspects of gay life, but some people just can't take a joke. In 1987, an anonymous letter came to The Advocate that said, "Howard Cruz depicts all gay men as repulsive, pathetic, vapid queens. I am an attorney, and my lover is a professional football player. We take pride in our manliness, our physiques."
I think that may be one of the most famous letters to the editor in the annals of gay publications, because it drew a tremendous response at The Advocate in defense of Wendell. I think everyone who publishes things has the fear that a critic or a letter to the editor sometime or other will nail them on things that they secretly know they're vulnerable on. And so when I got a really hostile letter, and that was it, I felt a great sense of relief, because I think that Wendell is demonstrably not guilty on those counts. I think Wendell specifically undermines stereotypes from the word go. I think one of the things I try to do in my gay-related work repeatedly is to perhaps take the reader a bit close to a stereotype and then demonstrate that the person behind there is actually a full-blooded person and not to be summed up in one phrase.
Can you give us an example?
Well, there is an elderly maybe too strong a word, but they're getting on in years, gay couple, Wendell's uncle, Uncle Luke, and his lover, Clark. But they are superficially the stereotype of the old gay queens. They are funny, loud, and irreverent. However, contrary to the stereotype, they're both politically involved. Their humor does not come from despair. They are a fulfilled couple, and they are simply having fun in life. And this squares with my experience of many of the actual gay people who superficially people might dismiss as, quote, screaming queens, unquote.
You've parodied the kind of people who think that there should just be one kind of gay model. And in one of your non-Wendell comics, you invented a group called the Respectability Cadre of the Gays for Righteous Image Management. And, of
yes.
course, the acronym for that is GRIM.
Exactly. Well, this attitude persists. There's a new book, which I only know by reputation, and perhaps it's unfair to mention it. It's called After the Ball, by some gay men who, from the quotes in the reviews, apparently find drag queens embarrassing to the gay movement. This attitude I object to, because I think the wonderful aspect of the gay movement is the incredible diversity, the fact that people really can be themselves in such a wide spectrum of ways.
Wendell and his lover Ollie have a child in their life. It's mm-hmm. Ollie's son from his former marriage. And one day during a gay pride march, it's gay pride day, mm-hmm. The son is coming along, and the Ollie puts on him an "I'm proud of my gay daddy" T-shirt, and the son objects. Can you read some of this comic for us?
Well, this basically, Farley is the name of the son, and he's getting a little older than he was when the strip started, and he has always been sort of comfortably in the corner of Wendell and Ollie and the gay movement. And basically he's resisting being assumed to be on hand to be their spokesman at all times. And he objects, they're all set for the parade, and he's got the shirt on, "I'm proud of my gay daddy." But apparently he's giving problems. And Ollie says, okay, twerp, you've been a pill all morning. You want to get something out of your system? And he says, I hate this T-shirt. And Ollie says, don't you want to go to the gay parade with us this year, son? He says, sure, I just don't want to wear this stupid shirt. Farley, says Ollie, this is really coming at us out of left field, you know. If we'd known you were going to hate this shirt, we wouldn't have had it made for you. Wendell says, would you like to carry a sign like you did last year? No, I don't want to carry a sign, says Farley. You are still proud of your daddy, aren't you? Says Ollie. Farley says, I don't see you waving any signs about being proud of me. Farley, says Ollie, your mother and Wendell and I are all real proud of you. Show me the T-shirt that says so. Farley, be reasonable, Wendell says. And Ollie says, I'll level with you, son. Your mom has never been too thrilled about us bringing you to gay pride marches. But she's agreed to it, though, because you've always said you wanted to come. But she thinks it's important for people to understand why you're here. Maybe I'm a kid faggot. How would you like that? Says Farley, at which Ollie starts trembling. Wendell, he's tapping into my parenting anxieties. So he's just doing a little bit of rebelling there.
Have you noticed this with children who you know who are expected to wear the T-shirts and everything?
Well, exactly. I think children will, for a while, they will be herded along, as I was in the service of their parents' ideologies. My father was a preacher, so I was a good minister's son for a while. But then the time came when I had to establish my own identity.
You mentioned that your father was a minister. He was a Baptist minister mm-hmm. in Alabama. What was his attitude about homosexuality?
Well, he got a few, the sort of earliest hints that this was going to be an issue in my life. He, by the way, he's dead. He's been dead since I was in college. And I was just in the process of coming to terms. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was in the process of realizing that I was gay. It was a few years after that, I'd say, that I came to understand it and feel good about it. But he saw, you know, I confided a few inklings of that, and he thought it was just that I was embarrassed because I was masturbating too much or something. I don't know. I think he had a somewhat simplistic notion of what gayness was about.
Your comic, Wendell, has been published in the Gay Press and the Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, especially during the hiatus when you were out of the Advocate, if you ever tried to get Wendell into a newspaper or mainstream magazine or something. And I guess what I'm asking is not only if you'd be interested in that, but also if you think the mainstream press would be ready yet for something like that.
Well, I know that newspapers wouldn't. I mean, this is not even worth wasting any time on. I think it's a shame. I think that there would be nothing that would be better for, well, there may be a few things that would be better for the country, but a thing that would be good for the country would be to have next to Dick Tracy in the funny papers to have an ongoing story about gay characters. However, I know that the problem there is to a certain extent editors and even more so advertisers and editors' fear of advertisers. And considering how Doonesbury always has a lot of editors ready to drop him at the mention of the word gay, I know that an all-gay or predominantly gay strip is not going to make it in newspapers. Sometimes I've thought about Wendell in some other context. I like the fact that by being in a gay magazine, I don't have to educate the audience about some of the simple basics about, you know, what gay life is all about. On the other hand, I do hope that a book collection of Wendell will be looked at by people who aren't gay, because I think they perhaps can benefit by this window into a new world.
Well, in order to draw Wendell, in order to edit the gay comics that you did before Wendell, you had to come out professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any fears about doing that?
Well, I was terrified because I really wanted to be a professional cartoonist, and I had spent a number of years being a professional cartoonist before I came out. And part of this was a structured plan. I had decided back in the early 70s that I wanted to be openly gay in my work, and I had spent most of the 70s trying to establish a career that would withstand this coming out process. And so far it has, and so far I still have a foot in the mainstream world at the same time that I'm very well known and perhaps to some degree stereotyped myself as a gay cartoonist. But I think people who pay any attention to my career have to realize that I've dealt with a lot of topics beyond gay topics and appeared in a lot of places, even the quintessentially heterosexual Playboy magazine.
You've been living with Ollie and Wendell in your mind for a long time now. Do you really want to keep them going for a long time?
I like these characters. I find them interesting, and I find their lives interesting. I don't know. I probably would not spend my life specifically in the harness that I'm in now, doing a comic strip every 2 weeks for The Advocate. I admire the attitude that the people who did the Mary Tyler Moore show when they said, let's do a good show for a while and then stop and not try to do it forever. And so I would not want to do this forever, but I would definitely, like to find ways to bring the characters back periodically, even if I was not doing the strip on an every week basis.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.